Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
We are always honored to have Mr. Dog Show himself, David Fry, on this program. Really, if there's a dog show on television, and if it's worth watching, you know at the microphone saying, "That's an English pointer. Pointers were bred." It's David Fry, the one and only, and he will be right here. I want to talk about cancer and our pets. No, it's not a happy topic. I understand that. But you know what? The outcome may not be what it would have been, say, 5 years ago. Dr. Sue Ettinger, or Dr. Sue Cancer Vet, will be here to talk about that. And an amazing program. I heard about this program. I said, oh, my gosh, I've got to talk about it on the radio. I've written about it. I will continue to write about it. So Tufts Veterinary School has their fourth year students go out into the community. They have a community practice at a local high school. And the people they serve are only people in need, oftentimes senior citizens, oftentimes people that just don't have much of an income to help their pets. And now they get the help. And they get help not only from the students, and of course professors oversee what the students do, but also help from high school students. And this is a program at Worcester High School that's quite amazing. They can choose. They don't have to choose veterinary medicine. They can choose nursing. They can choose mechanics, as in car mechanics. They can choose computer programming. And they have several other choices that they can choose. But those who want to choose veterinary medicine often go on and become, very often, go on and become professional veterinary assistants. And these are people with limited means very often. I mean, the program is amazing. And I will talk more about that as well. But most of all, we are here for you to take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, toll free. As a certified animal behavior consultant, I am here to help you. 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS. Liv in Florida, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you very much. You must have a question.
Yes, our problem is we have an 8-year-old domestic short-haired cat called Mac. He's adorable. But anyway, the problem we have is after eating, he brings up his food. Now, he does this fairly regularly, and it's totally undigested. We have tried sensitive digestion products. What's puzzling about this is he'll do it for two or three days, and then it wouldn't happen for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And he's not listless. He's playful. He's, I'd say, 99% indoor cat. He does, you know, sneak out sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a hairball. It's just he doesn't digest it.
I understand. One of two possibilities, assuming you're correct, and I believe you are, if you say they are not hairballs, they're not.
There's nothing in there at all. No,
yeah.
just the food.
Yeah, so do you feed your cat all at once and say, here's your food?
No, he gets little portions at a time.
How little?
Yeah, maybe a couple of tablespoons.
Hmm. Because what's common, if it happens, does it happen right after your cat eats?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What's common from... just based on your description, is cats who scarf down their food, or dogs for that matter, and pretty much inhale their food,
Yes. It
comes right back up.
Yeah.
So if you could feed your cat out of, is it moist food or dry food?
No, it is dry food.
So if you could feed your cat out of, say, little play and treat balls, we could send you a couple of those. They're little plastic balls with a hole.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, most brands of kibble do fit in. You teach your cat how to roll it around, a piece or two or three of kibble tumbles out of the hole at a time, and your cat can't possibly scarf down all the food that way. But there are all sorts of other little tricks, too. You could put food in one of those little plastic tops that go on the moist food or go on your cans, say, you know, of tomatoes or something. You know what I'm talking about? Turn the top upside down and put some food in there, some kibble in there, but four or five pieces and put them in different places around the house. Your cat will have fun searching for those different places the food is, and once your cat understands the game, so that's and burn off some calories at the same time. So it's a good thing for those overweight cats, which we'll be talking about later in the show. But another advantage of it, again, is that they can't scarf down all the food.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You might have just, you know, hit on it, because when he gets these treats, they're, of course, hand-fed to him one at a time. So, and he never brings those up.
Yeah, however, if my suggestion doesn't work, it really can be an issue with your cat's bowels.
Oh.
Yes. And you really do need to go back to the veterinarian if that's the case.
Okay.
So if this doesn't work, it might well be a physiological problem. And it might be, you might need to do something more than just switch brands of food.
All righty. Well, you've given us something to work on.
And you know, for cats, it's never a bad idea. I've come to this place philosophically where I say what I'm about to say to you. So get ready. It's not a bad idea to feed cats. I'm not talking about dogs. I'm talking about cats. At least some portion of their food, moist food. So
mix it up a bit, yeah.
Yeah. And there are several different reasons for that. But if you feed some moist food and some dry food, and anytime you change food for a dog or a cat, do it gradually.
Yeah.
That might help the problem also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. It was worth the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Liv.
Thank you.
Your phone calls later in the program. We are always, always here for you. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Have a behavior question about, well, not your spouse. Come on. Your pets. I am here to help you. I also want to talk next about this amazing program that so impresses me that one veterinary school is doing to help the community, help veterinary students and high school students. That's next. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend. And cats, too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So here's the truth. Veterinary medicine is not inexpensive. I think it's a good value. I mean, it's the best value in medicine we have in this country. So it's an example I use a lot. I use it again. If, let's say, there's a cancer treatment that you need or a family member needs, go to the hospital, get the treatment, maybe get surgery. We're talking if we're spending, let's say, 5 days in the hospital, $1 million. I mean, literally. That bill will be $1 million for the treatment. I'm talking chemotherapy, radiation. I mentioned surgery and whatever else happens in the hospital. It can cost, realistically, upwards of $1 million. Can you believe that? I mean, really. But it does cost that much, or at least that's what they say it costs. For veterinary medicine, we have the same chemotherapy drugs, same radiation, same expertise involved in a similar surgery as dogs, for example, oftentimes get the same cancers we do. And the cost might be, I don't know, $10,000, $12,000. Still a lot of money. It's not $1 million. But if you can't afford the $12,000, you can't afford it. And there are many instances every single day of animals. It's euthanasia that people have to do. We call it economic euthanasia because they can't afford any other choice. Well, now the Cumming School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University is providing another choice. And there are clinics like this around America. There aren't a lot of them, but they're certainly out there. And this clinic provides care specifically to people who can demonstrate that they don't have means. So there's a whole list of qualifications that they must have. And oftentimes they're senior citizens, but not necessarily. Well, the veterinary students, under direction of professors, are the ones working in this clinic. So it's a way for veterinary students to learn very much firsthand about how to do things. But moreover, they're assisted by high school students. And that's pretty incredible. And these high school students come from income levels that in general aren't so great themselves, and they would have very few opportunities. And apparently at this high school, Worcester High School, Worcester Technical High School, I believe it's called, in Worcester, Massachusetts, they apparently have other programs, other technical programs where they can learn things on the job. Well, nearly 100% of the students in the veterinary program have come out and have passed a test where, if they so desire, they can work as a veterinary assistant. Different than a technician. They're not vet techs, but they're qualified to go for the tech exam at some point in time, and many are in the process of doing that. I mean, they now have a career to follow their passion. So this is a win for the high school students. It's great for the veterinary students and for the community at large. Here's a resource they have. And I'm told that people are so grateful that this is out there. I mean, I'm talking about people in the community who would have no other choice to care for their pet if it were not for what's called Tufts at Tech. I think it's a great program. Coming up next, Mr. Dog Show himself, David Fry, to talk about the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
He doesn't bite, and he's had his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
He is legendary. He is heroic. He is mythical. He is famed, renowned. There is only one person who fits all those adjectives when it comes to dog shows, Mr. David Fry. Hello, David.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for using all the adjectives I told you to use in my introduction.
Anytime, and now you owe me $10. So, Mr. David Fry, if there's been a dog show, and you've heard me say this before, friends, and it's true, if there's a dog show worth watching on TV, you're going to see this guy and hear this guy's voice broadcast the dog shows. You know, you come from the world of football. You come from the world of sports. I would argue that dog shows, they kind of are a sport, Dave.
Well, they really are. Dogs are athletes. They were all originally bred to do something for us, whether it's to herd our cattle or sit on our laps and everything in between. But they have to be athletic. They have to be able to be functional and move from place to place and do the things that we originally wanted them to do. Most of them don't do those things anymore, with occasional hunting dogs and a lot of working dogs, herding dogs. But they still have to be able to fit that description and form and function to do that. So that's why I think they're athletes.
They are, but they're in it for different reasons than professional athletes these days anyway. I mean, they're in it just greatly to please us and to be there with us and to have a good time. You know, at the level that these dogs participate, I suspect that if they're not having a good time, they wouldn't have made it that far in the first place.
You're absolutely right, and I think with our show dogs are just the same as the dogs sitting at home. And I mean, I always say the real best in show dog is the one that's sitting next to you on the couch at home anyway. But our dogs today, they want to go everywhere with us and do everything with us. They're not living in our backyards or in our garage or in our basement. They're living on our couches and stealing food off our counters and maybe even drinking out of a toilet once in a while, just like any other dog. And it's great. I love and Joe Garagiola once asked me, he was my partner on Westminster for 9 years. Joe Garagiola once asked me, we had a great shot of a dog on camera. He said, God, don't you wonder what they're thinking? Wouldn't it be great if they could talk? And I said, no. I wouldn't want them to be able to talk. But anyway, I know what they would be saying. They'd be saying, me too, because they want to come with us and do everything we do. And that's what they do to enhance our lives.
Indeed. We are talking about the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's on Thanksgiving Day. It follows the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. David, this audience that you have for this dog show is ginormous now. I mean, would you have ever...
It really is.
Yeah. Well, this goes back, 17 years or something? Would you have ever thought that you would have one of the largest audiences? I mean, I don't know exactly what the Super Bowl audience is. Of course, it varies from year to year, as does any audience, including yours. But you're in the same category. Would you have ever thought that?
We really are. Well, you think about all the people that have dogs. You know, it's easy to relate to the dogs. You don't have to worry about the dogs creating some artificial celebration when they reach the end zone. You know, they're spontaneous. That's one of the things we love about our dogs, is that they want to be there, and it's fun for people to watch. And they say, geez, that looks just like our dog. Mm-hmm. And that dog is doing something just like my dog does. And I think it's easy for us to relate to. And then the entertainment value, you know, 192 different breeds and varieties this year. So we have fun with that.
And people, family members of any age, are sitting in the room and they're saying, I think that one's going to win. I think, no, Grandma, that one is going to win, you know?
Well, we do have multiple generations sitting around waiting for the turkey to come out of the oven. And they can all sit there and watch. And they could be the 5-year-old kid, or it can be the 65-year-old grandfather who's battling for the remote so he can watch a football game. And then pretty soon he dials in too and says, hey, this is kind of cool. And we've turned it into a theme for us. We call it Dogs Until 2. Hold on to that remote until 2 o'clock when our show's over, and then give it to the football people.
Yeah, you could hashtag that, Dogs Until 2, incidentally. So I have one final question for you. I don't think I'm asking a lot, sir. And we have less than 30 seconds left, and you know what I'm about to ask. It's a simple question. Who is going to win?
I've heard it before. Well, we're going to have, you know, we've got a lot of the top 10 dogs are there. I think a lot of the usual suspects, great terriers entered. We have wonderful dogs in every group. So it's anybody's guess. And I think the dog that's going to win is the one that owns the ground it stands over. It's going to be a great specimen of its breed, but it's also going to be a great show dog that looks like it's having fun and will.
Huh. You ought to run for...
How's that? Did I dodge that one again?
I was just...
17th straight year?
I was just going to say you ought to run for public office with an answer like that. Mr. David Fry, National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you so much.
Great to be on with you, Steve. We'll see you soon.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean
on. 866-554-PET. That's our telephone number, 866-554-7387. You pick up the phone, you dial. Does anyone say dial anymore? Is that really what people do? I don't think so. Linda, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
I have a dog that has access to the doggy door and most of the time uses it.
Uh-huh.
However, when I am out for longer periods during the day, longer I'm out, he tends to leave little presents within 5-10 feet of the doggy door.
Uh-huh.
How can I possibly get him not to do this?
Does he ever do that when you're not home? I mean, when you are home?
The only time he's had that little issue when I was home was, let's see, I was working on a ladder. He left me a little present at the base of the ladder.
All right. Well, it could not be.
Not necessarily accidents or messages.
All right. It could be that your dog has some separation distress. If he typically uses the doggy door, he knows how to use the doggy door. So then why isn't he using it in general when you're not home or when you were up the ladder when you're away from him and he can't get to you? So as I say, there could be some separation issues going on here. That is a possibility. Does he seem distressed in any other way as you're about to leave the house? Do you think he has separation anxiety?
I'll go with separation anxiety, not necessarily when I leave the house, but, you know, when I'm gone for longer periods of time during the day.
Well, usually, okay, so listen, there are exceptions to everything, right, in life. But usually, I mean, the vast majority of times, dogs either have separation distress or don't. They don't look at a clock and say, now she's been gone too long. However, it could be that your dog somehow, some way is not understanding that you've got to use that doggy door to do number two when she's not home, as well as when she's home. I don't know the answer to that. So what I would do is make sure that your dog does understand how to use the dog door when you are home, for starters. That does happen, and your dog does do number two perfectly when you are home.
Yeah.
All right, it's a couple low-level, easy things to do that there's no harm in doing would be to... I'm thinking to myself here. I've got two ideas. First of all, the easy one is get some Adaptil. That is a copy of a pheromone. If there's some low-level anxiety going on, this will help your dog to feel more comfortable in his own environment. Plug it in wherever nearest the outlet is to the doggy door. That would be one thing. You can get those at pet stores now. What is it, PetSmart, Matt, that is carrying the Adaptil? Okay, so it's easy to find. That's an easy thing to do. It's not expensive. And that could help. I mean, certainly if your dog is feeling some anxiety when you're not there, it may not be full-blown separation anxiety. I don't believe it is, just based on your description. But it can help lower that anxiety, help your dog feel more comfortable in your dog's own surroundings. So that's a good thing. We don't tend to think rationally when we're anxious, and the same thing is true for dogs. I'm not quite saying that right, but I think you get the idea. The other thing you could try is in the area that your dog is having those accidents, it's the same general area in front of the doggy door. So put something out in front that you can make smaller. So this might be the only time in the history of this radio show that I hearken back to newspaper training dogs. So you could take a newspaper, you could take, I'm trying to think of another, I don't want an object like carpeting that your dog can then generalize and go on the carpeting in your house. So let's stick with newspaper. Take some newspaper, take my newspaper columns. This is what people should do with my columns. Take my newspaper columns and put some newspaper out. What kind of dog you have?
It's a Yorkie Poodle mix.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I think you may have said that. Put that out in front of about twice as large as your dog. So not a really big space, but a space big enough for your dog to go number two on. And find the newspaper, because your dog's not going to know, I've got to go on this newspaper. What your dog will do, maybe, is go in the same place your dog has gone when you're not there for, quote, too many hours for your dog. I've got one more idea that comes to mind, too. So do that. Hopefully your dog will use the newspaper. And this is why I want you to do this, is over time, very gradually, take away so you've got less and less newspaper. Or you can say, okay, I'll play your game, take away a lot of the newspaper over time, and you just have like one sheet of newspaper there, and that becomes your dog's default if you're not home. You know, and if you could live with that, fine. If you can't live with it, maybe if you take away that newspaper and take it away and take it away, and eventually, over time, there's nothing there, your dog will say, oh, I've got to go outside because it's right near the door. So that's another possibility. I also wonder if there's something that frightened your dog, perhaps outside once when you were not around, as a possibility, too, in which case you can't do much about that except what you can do is when you are home, make sure your dog uses the doggy door, follow your dog outside when your dog does do that, and give your dog a treat for going outside, just like you would a puppy.
Okay.
So those are some ideas. I don't have an absolute answer. I am sorry about that, but they are certainly some ideas which won't hurt and probably, I hope, will help.
I hope.
I hope too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 866-554-PETS is our phone number. Yeah, listen, sometimes people call and I say, bang, boom, here's the recipe. Do this. It will work. Other times, you know what? All dogs are individuals, and that's a bit different of an issue. And the other problem is I'm not in Tennessee. I can't see her dog. You know, I'm here in the studio. So hopefully those ideas together, something there will help, and the dog won't be having accidents inside anymore and will be going outside. You can reach us all sorts of different ways. You can call 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. It was just a couple of months ago we celebrated our 700th program. So that's 700 programs, and I never have received an email like the one you are about to hear next. I can assure you, this will be a first.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World. Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the program, we continue celebrating the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a fox alarmer. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my partner Jean has figured it out. She explained why our fish so often jump out of the water, says Cindy in an email. And you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Cindy says that her partner Jean says that she believes the fish are suicidal. Well, I don't think she's figured it out at all, she continues. What do you think? Well, let me get on my psychiatrist fish couch here. I'm thinking they're not suicidal. I don't think our fish are depressed, but I do think they're upset. Odds are they feel threatened in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if they're, what the combination of fish are in your tank, but if there's an aggressive fish or a bully fish, so sometimes fish feel threatened for very, very good reason, like they may be eaten. But at other times, they're just a bully. Just a bully. And some fish are like that. Just like some people at the beach are like that, right? So the fish feels in some way threatened, has nowhere else to go except out. And the fish has to feel pretty threatened to do that. But they're not trying to commit suicide. So what do you do about this? Well, you try to figure out which fish it is or which fish there are that are bullying or maybe threatening the other fish. And if you can do that, you either put them in a separate tank, you do something about the problem. And a separate tank is probably a good idea. Or maybe a friend that has fish can take that fish. I don't know how you do, but it is unfair to those fish who feel no other choice but to jump out. That's why they're jumping out. At that point, you can put a screen over the tank. But if you put a screen over the tank now, if one of the fish really wants to eat another fish, Well, that's not a good situation either. So I wouldn't put the screen over the tank quite yet until you figure out what's going on. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, Dr. Sue Ettinger, a veterinary oncologist, about a very common cancer in dogs and good news involving that specific kind of cancer.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary oncologist Dr. Sue Ettinger is here to talk about what might be the most common cancer in dogs, lymphoma. It's a word we know because people so often get lymphoma. The prognosis can be good or not for people. How about for dogs, Dr. Sue?
So it's one of the most common cancers that I see. I see so many cases every week, dogs with lymphoma. And it's actually one of the more treatable cancers, but it's also a very devastating cancer for two reasons. One is most dogs are feeling very healthy when they're diagnosed. So more than 50 to 60% of the dogs have no symptoms.
How are they diagnosed?
So usually the owners are petting them and they feel big lymph nodes, and it's usually the lymph nodes or glands under their jaw. Sometimes the ones in front of their shoulders or behind their knees. Or they're at the vet and the vet feels it and they do an aspirate, so they stick a needle in it, collect some cells, and we can usually pretty quickly at that appointment or back by the next day determine that they have lymphoma.
Now, the good news with a lot of kinds of cancers is that early diagnosis means good news.
Yeah.
Same here?
Yeah, so this is a cancer that, you know, there are many cancers when people come in and we have a consultation. I say, go home, talk about it with your family, think about it for a week or two. With lymphoma, we want to secure that diagnosis very promptly, and then we want to make a decision to treat very quickly as well, because the survival times are really pitiful without treatment. Without treatment, most dogs will succumb to their cancer within a month. Really. And it's devastating because the pet feels so good.
Yeah.
With chemotherapy, which is the treatment of choice, the average survival time is about a year, and 25% of the dogs are alive 2 years. I can tell you, as a pet owner, that doesn't sound like a long period of time. But what I remind people is two things. One, think about the comparison of no treatment, 1 month, to treatment, about a year. And we have dogs that live many years and dogs that don't even make a year. And then the lifespan of dogs. So in people, they often talk about 5-year survival times, and we live a lot longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a year in a dog's life that maybe lives 12, 13, 14 years is not bad. It's never enough when it's your own pet. But again, I do think, you know, they handle treatment really well and they get a lot more quality time.
Which dogs, if we know, are more likely to get lymphoma? Are there certain breeds? And also, is it, like a lot of kinds of cancers, are we more likely to see it in dogs that are already older?
Yeah, so cancer, as in people, tends to be a disease of age, but lymphoma, more so than other cancers, does not discriminate by age. So I have seen it in year-and-a-half-year-old dogs, and it has been reported in dogs less than a year of age. It is, you know, something that's more likely to be of middle-aged and older dogs, but you can see it in those 3-year-old dogs as well. As many cancers, we see it in common breeds like Goldens, Rotties, some of the Otterhound breeds, but I see it in mixed breed dogs and I see it in pure breed dogs. So, you know, you're never lucky enough to feel comfortable that your pet's not going to be able to get lymphoma, unfortunately.
So it's possible you see it in certain breeds only because they are more common breeds?
But it's a great question. Yeah, that's one where they've looked at some of the genetics, and there's a role of the genetics and role of age and role of environment. And so I think with Goldens, there's a common breed, and Morris Animal Foundation is doing that great study of 3,000 dogs. So that will be great as we learn more about, you know, Goldens in general. It's multifactorial, so there's multiple things contributing to it. But we do know that there's a genetic role in some breeds, and I think that predisposes them to getting it.
So, backing up a step.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's diagnosed. Now, what do you do? You mentioned the C word, chemotherapy.
I know.
And it's a scary word for a lot of us because we know, I don't think there's a person who doesn't know someone who is undergoing or who has undergone chemotherapy.
And that's one of the biggest challenges for me when a pet owner, when a family comes, is dispelling the myths and misconceptions of cancer and chemotherapy. So 80% of dogs have no side effects on chemo. So I always tell people, chemo in people is not chemo in dogs, thankfully. It's one of the reasons that I like giving chemotherapy in that weird, you know, I know that sentence sounds very weird, but the owners almost forget that their pets are getting chemo because they have so little side effects. They can get some nausea, decreased appetite, maybe some vomiting, but it's usually mild, and we're really proactive with medications to minimize their side effects. They can get low white blood cell counts, but they rarely are hospitalized from chemotherapy-related side effects. Less than 5% get hospitalized. So most of my, I have dogs that still do agility. I have videos of dogs running on the beach after after the strongest chemotherapy. So that's the joy for me, is that I know these pets are continuing to do all of their normal things with their families.
All right, excellent information. More of which you can find on your website, which is?
DrSueCancerVet.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and most of your social media resources.
She's everywhere, most especially at the dog park. Thank you, Dr. Sue.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We talk to you next time.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get
this paid. Is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.